Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go live to the White House this morning. Correspondent Karen Travers, who was working this weekend with the government shutdown. Karen, lead us up to the next several hours before this noon vote today. What's happening?
You know, there'll still be some negotiations going on. I mean, I think right now the question was, what will Democrats do? Because, of course, they're the big part of this. And last night, there was certainly a sense that when Mitch McConnell spoke around 9 o'clock, it was short. It was, you know, relatively sweet. There wasn't a partisan finger pointing. And then the response from Senator Schumer was similar in tone. And the fact that they weren't going to vote, remember, they were thinking of doing it at 1 in the morning, the fact that they pushed it off, some maybe glimmers of optimism that that meant they were giving themselves more time to get caucuses in line. We'll see what happens. But, you know, right now, here's the big question. Mitch McConnell says last night, there's a three-week deal, fund the government through February 8th with a commitment to addressing DACA. This DACA is not a part of this. The Republicans have been insistent on that, but they're saying they will get to it. Will Democrats take their word and take that as enough of a promise, given how nasty the negotiations have been over the past couple of days? That's not a guarantee.
Well, with whether it's DACA or the wall, if this extension is put in place today, I mean, is there really any hope with how, contentious these talks have been that we won't have another government shutdown in just a few weeks?
There's always that chance, of course, by February 8th. But, you know, I think you heard from people last week that they felt like they were getting closer to a deal on DACA, but they just ran out of time. You know, they weren't going to get it by the Friday midnight into Saturday deadline. And that meeting that the president had the week before with the comments about Haiti and Africa, that really threw a wrench in things and probably set back any progress by several days. Right now, I think you have to just look at where everybody stands. The president wants to do something on DACA. Republicans on the Hill want to do something on DACA. Of course, Democrats have drawn this as their line in the sand. And we had a poll out this weekend that found that 87% of Americans support DACA. So if you're the Democrats, you're thinking, you know, this is the issue we are willing to stand our ground on. And the overwhelming majority of Americans agree on the principle of what we're pushing for.
All right, that's Karen Travers reporting live from the White House.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.